It's Tax Scripts Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about steps to take this month and things to watch out for, even if they are annoying. Well, my friends, 2022 came rushing upon us so quickly. Did you also feel that it was just January of 2021 and suddenly we're facing another year? I must have blinked. Let's look at some of the good things and bad things we're facing this month. Number one, the IRS has significantly increased their online access for both taxpayers and tax professionals. See our Goodbye 2021 issue for details on how to use that access. This is a good thing because we no longer have to wait for 6 to 12 weeks to activate a power of attorney or information authorization request. It can now be nearly instantaneous. Two, the IRS has locked the W-4 estimator while they retool for the new year. Considering that the IRS has always recommended that employees file a new W-4 with their employers early in January, that's a little bit short-sighted. Meanwhile, you can use the W-4 estimators at TurboTax and H&R Block. Number three, and speaking of IRS income reporting, I'm hearing from tax pros that they're getting bombarded with frantic phone calls from clients who have just learned that they're getting 1099s from all the payment platforms for all transactions totaling $600 or more during 2021. It's not just PayPal or Square. It's also Zelle, Etsy, Airbnb, Google, Apple, and anything else where people are getting paid for online work or for freelance work. I don't know why this is such a shock. It was announced in the middle of last year that this was coming. Why is this coming? Because when those platforms only issued the 1099-K for 200 transactions and $20,000, those people who didn't get the 1099s didn't bother to report the income. That's billions of dollars of unreported income. Folks, the money you get paid on those platforms is generally taxable. If you have related expenses, you can deduct the business expenses just like any other business. Number four, speaking of 1099s, January is the month that all those forms need to be sent to anyone who provided services of $600 or more last year. Be sure you have their correct name, mailing address, and Social Security number or taxpayer ID number. The request to get the form, the W-9 form, filled out in January often results in rage and fury. Fury is worse than rage, sometimes literally leading to violence, and sometimes a refusal to provide the information altogether. Why? Weren't these people planning to report their income? The solution for 2022 payments to the service providers is to get them to fill out that W-9 this month or before they get the first payment in 2022. For more notes on my perspective and advice on this issue, read my answer about what to do this month when a contractor refuses to provide their Social Security number or taxpayer ID number. Number five, estimated payments are due on January 18th. Why? The 15th falls on a weekend. The 17th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. When making your payments, please, please pay electronically. I am still hearing horror stories about people who mailed their checks months ago and the IRS still hasn't recorded the payments in their accounts, and worse, IRS Collections Division is starting to issue lien notices and even levy demands. Number six, student financial aid or FAFSA forms are often due in January or February for the coming year. FAFSA requires tax information. Even if the parents are separated or divorced, generally the application requires the financial information of both parents. Beware of assets belonging to the student, like Section 529 accounts in their own names, IRAs, and Coverdell IRAs. You will need to provide a projection of the 2021 tax information. Don't make this complicated. Use your logic based on your own financial activities for the year to fill out the form. You may have to modify later this year once the tax return is filed, and perhaps give FAFSA a copy of the tax return. That's enough for now, and remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At taxmama.com.